But everyone's here. We have a quorum. John Curry is not going to be here tonight. I'm sorry. Tell me your name again.
Dwayne Parsons.
Dwayne Parsons is in attendance.
Lois
Parsons is in attendance. Robin Bowman is in attendance.
Greg Taggart.
Greg Taggart is in attendance.
Lois and Dwayne?
Yes.
D-W-A-Y-N-E?
No.
D-U-A-N-E.
Dwayne. Is there another way to spell that?
Oh, there's seven ways, but only one right way.
The X is silent, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, this way.
Parsons? P-A-R-S-O-N?
With
an
Lois,
on the
L-O-I-S, like Lois Lane and Superman.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, okay. That makes you
clock in. Superwoman.
All right, well, we're going to call this meeting. Let's start this off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. All right.
Thank you.
Greg, would you like to offer something to get us started here? A little benediction or something? Is it?
Oh, yeah, I can if you want me to.
Unless Dwayne's going to throw something there. Kevin Allen's walking in the door. All right, hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Do you want to say a prayer?
Please, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Father God, this precious meeting, and thank you for the beautiful day, beautiful week, and may we all just come together on the decisions that we're making. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. We are recording, right?
Yes, we are.
We're hot. Okay.
Okay.
We've kind of walked through the roll call, but we've noted that John Curry's not going to be here, so we have four in attendance, and we have a quorum. Some of the stuff we didn't get to, was that 5 weeks ago? Was it a long one? But anyhow, everybody, you guys have all received the June minutes through the emails from Bill. If in this page, if you cut through the first couple of chapters there that I've put in there, I think the first thing you're going to find is the minutes for June. And I'm not going to read through 5 pages of minutes, but everybody's got copies of them. Any discussion on these?
Yeah, I do. June 18th, page 3. Just line through that last sentence. There's no economic benefits to Helensburg with the current EDA, and there's no cost for EDA to the resident. Just line through that. That's not true. There were benefits from that EDA. I don't know.
Well, then what are they?
What are they? I guess we don't.
I think that was a question that I kind of posed to you.
I said the same thing 3 times. And so if you're going to define, then you guys define economic benefit. But when they came to us and asked for help, the things that led to that was at least 3 to 4 or 5 houses that were demolished.
But that's the CDC, right?
The EDA do that?
CDC was 2 years later. I mean, the first...
But I'm saying that the CDC, I've been going to those meetings for 6 or 7 months, and I'm a fan. I like what they're doing. And, I had lunch with Adrian O'Shea.
Have you ever asked them the difference between Helensburg before they asked help from the RDC versus after? I mean, I've got that documented. There's articles in the paper, so I don't know what you mean by economic benefit.
Well, there wasn't a TIF.
Didn't need a TIF. Did their property values go up? Most certainly they did. So how many Habitat homes?
Three.
Four. There were zero before.
Oh, absolutely.
There were at least 5 houses that were torn down, and I think there's only one left of the half dozen houses they identified as being abandoned or neglected. I think there's only one left, and there's no change in that guy's mind.
I think what
so.
And I don't recall the
Then I'll just vote no on the minutes. That's fine. You leave it in there. I disagree.
I guess I was assuming a TIF, right? If we put a TIF in place, and you could have, Tim, and you didn't, because that's not the word.
There wasn't the need for TIF.
Right, right.
Okay.
We're not arguing, right?
We could have used other RDC tools to generate some kind of money for that.
Nothing else deleted, because there's no way to measure it anyway.
Correct that, too. So that's, it's just...
It's fine.
It's just...
We can... We
just
can
line through it, and I'm good with it.
That's fine.
And I need to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay, so you want to scratch that?
Line through that, and I'm good with the rest of it.
Okay. Anything else?
A motion to approve the minutes.
With the...
Motion to approve with the caveat that you delete that line.
All right.
Second?
I'll second.
Second, all right. Does that take a vote? I'll say aye.
Aye.
I abstain.
Okay.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, so...
So Tim motioned, Bill seconded.
And I abstain.
And you did.
I keep saying.
And then we have the July meeting minutes are right behind that in this packet. If you guys want, anybody wants to grab any, they're up here. I made some extra copies on the commissioner's dime today. And the second meeting, did you guys want these? Any issues or concerns on the July meeting?
Well, I mean, that's the one where I brought up the need to brief the commissioners, and that's not mentioned in here, the commissioners and council. And then then we kind of went off the rails after that one. That's the only thing I see missing on here. But if you guys want to go ahead and vote, I'll abstain based on that.
I mean, we promised that we're going to follow the process, which includes briefing the folks, right?
I don't mind if you want to put that in there or not. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that was
we're going to do it, right?
That seemed to be a...
It is part of the process.
A contentious kind of thing. Well, I mean...
Somebody said things...
The context was, we were rolling out. I think when you started out, we were rolling out was assigning teams to these different areas.
Let's go through the process, Tim, okay? But if you want to say that you made mention that you like that you think this committee or this commission should present this to
the concept, right?
This concept to the commissioners and also the county council
prior to rolling out, you know, to the areas for tell them we're here to help them, kind of thing.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
so if you want to add that in, I'm
okay.
That's it.
Any motion to approve the
I motion
June meeting? Any second?
Second.
Okay. All approve, say aye.
Aye.
And
aye.
With the caveat that we're going to add that line.
Yeah, we just said that, yep.
Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
Why don't you send to me just a thing, just how you want it said, and I'll
sure.
add it right in.
Some of the things, okay, so I think we have 3 out of 5 are bonded. It's,
I turned my name's July. Did you? 19.
I wanted to talk to her today, and so maybe would you follow up with her, please?
Yeah, she said she'd call me if she needed anything.
Yeah, because I just sat in with her today, and she was looking for copies. I think she had the root problem. She recalled, I think,
yeah, she said
you
she
being
was
there.
Going to send it to the insurance.
Yeah, so...
and that was a month ago, so...
Right, okay, if you would, okay. And John Curry's stuff is there waiting for him to come down. Once that comes back in, you have to take that, get it notarized here in the building, and then go down to the recorder's office, and then you're done with that. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
All right. Some of the stuff that Tim had sent out in the email, the RDC annual reporting requirements. Now, I'm aware of these reporting requirements, and if you look in this packet of information, there is a section on this Chapter 5 section that mentions numerous reporting requirements for the RDC. I don't believe that the reports have been filed from this RDC in some years.
Not since 1617.
Right. That's a long time. But I'm aware, and I think we need to be aware as a board or the commission that these are here. I don't know why that they haven't been filed, although there is no financial activity in the RDC of Brown County. There's no TIF. This RDC doesn't even have a budget. I don't know that that's an excuse or reason why it should not be filed. And I think that all I'm saying, just as a matter of fact, the previous RDCs since 1617 have not made any of these filings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I've been talking with the commissioners as trying to develop. Speaking of commissioners there, Blake Wolpert is joining us. Hey, Blake, how you doing? As trying to get some kind of a working... you know, budget or you know, but there's been obviously some changeover with Melissa leaving and Teresa moving into that position. So, you know, in terms of picking up and running with this type of, you know, reporting requirements, you know, I'm open to, you know, suggestions on how we tackle this. There's a April, there's two April reports. You can see where the April 15th report is, has got a lot of fiscal information there. Some of the, one of these reports at least has to be filed by the county treasurer or auditor. So it's a considered an RDC type report, but we don't do it. So any suggestions on how to proceed with addressing these reporting, I think, and I'm not necessarily saying, you know, give me some answers right now, but we definitely need to kind of think about this. And it's part of what you're talking about, Sue, in terms of, you know, kind of carrying this thing through into the next year.
Yeah, if nothing more, we can go back through our minutes and summarize what the subjects were in each meeting.
Bill, that's what I did. I just summarized the minutes. That's the detail for your report. It's just a summary.
Right.
That's all. That's
okay.
It. I think it's, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 pages. We had a budget, though, and then we had the expenditures and all we spent the money on.
So even like this April 1 report, it says the fiscal officer of the unit, which is the auditor, right? But this is
not
us.
Probably, yeah.
And then also the 15th, again, so I think we should look at this. I don't want to tackle this in tonight's meeting because we're trying to kind of push through a lot of things. But I think that in the next meeting, we should come to this meeting prepared to kind of deal with that a little bit more and figure out how to move forward on
it'd be more or less an activities report.
Reporting, okay.
I'd be curious, is there roles and responsibilities in the guidance that you've read for the officers? What do we have, a president, vice president, secretary?
That's it.
Is there roles and responsibilities as to what each?
I don't know.
Okay. Just a thought that I find.
If you want to go through and look at this statute and
I'm just curious
backwards on that, that'd be great.
You know, the annual report is, you know, like I said, just minutes.
All right.
70 minutes. Okay.
You know, you would ask for a Tilton apartment project update.
Yeah.
And now I can tell you, and I've said before, and we have Mr. Tilton that just walked in the door here.
We
have. He's about. You know, all I can tell you from where I sit is repeating what I've said, you know, now a few times, that we have no requests for any financial mechanisms coming through the RDC at this time. I do know, or I've heard through back channels, that I think there are some tax abatements that have been put together. On
Kevin,
that plan?
Yeah, excuse me. Kevin, did you get the letter signed by the council for their support for that, for the grant? Okay, that's all. Thanks.
So, what is that? What are you talking about? Is that RDC stuff or something else?
It was a letter of intent.
Well, indirectly.
For matching.
There's a letter of intent from the council to...
Okay, the council or commissions haven't contacted the RDC to...
All right.
National Sewer Expansion Plan compatibility, you know, the question you raised on that, I can tell you that, as you well know, and as evidence of what's going on here, there are a lot of things going on in Brown County right now regarding that. And certainly I imagine that you guys are in some kind of communication with the town in terms of the sewer and things like that. So from where I sit, I have nothing to tell you about that. I can tell you that when we, as a commission, have kind of you know, illustrated better or filled out better what our plans are moving forward, certainly I think that in conjunction with what you're talking about, going to the commissioners and the council, bring it down to the town as well. I don't think that the town is unaware by any stretch of imagination of what's going on. So, you know.
Let's do this. We'll put together a PowerPoint or something, and we just give them both.
Do what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Put together a PowerPoint of when we meet with the council.
Stop. Sorry. It's been a rough couple weeks. There's nothing that we brought before the RDC that needs any action from you.
Right. That's what I've been saying. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought it.
Sorry.
I would graciously request... And I appreciate people's enthusiasm, but, and I'll say this as politely as possible, when we need information and action from you, we will initiate it.
Right.
So please do not muddy the waters by taking independent action
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't, again.
Kevin, I think I was talking about, Tim had made a comment about we need to go before the commissioners to let them know what we're doing. So you brought up the fact that we wanted to do the town council to let those guys know. If we put together a PowerPoint, we just give it to a commissioner.
At this point, we're discussing a couple of economic development areas, expanding one, creating another. That's it.
I'm sorry if I misunderstood.
That's all right.
You were actively involved with the project.
So, you know, skipping ahead on this agenda in terms of sharing EDU plans with commissioners, you know, I think we're all in agreement with that. I there's no question about it. It is statutorily required, but we as a commission need to kind of move forward and, you know, firm up our plans on how to proceed. Now, when I say that, I'm skipping forward. There are statutory requirements to anything we do here. And way back in this, there is an abbreviated page I put together here, procedural steps to create an economic development area. That's what we're talking about. That's all we're talking about.
Any idea how many pages back it is?
Yeah, it's after... Yeah, it's probably easy halfway through. So this is right out of the statute. A legal description of the economic development area, no split parcels, maps and plans, acquisition list or statement of no acquisition, estimate of the cost of acquisition and economic development, in the case where we're talking about, there is none, list of projects in the plan. At this current time, there are none. Statutory findings, and then you continue on down. The first thing that we, or one of the first things we do is adopt a declaratory resolution approving the economic development plan. So we have to make a plan first. We have to come through and how we want to do that, right? And incorporate a lot of things that you're talking about. And then we need to approach the town council, the commissioners, and the area planning. This is all statutory. This cannot be avoided. Now, when you talk about approaching the commissioners, are you talking about the statutory requirement, or are you talking about like a heads up?
Heads up.
Okay.
You're going out.
All right. Good. Heads up.
And executing a plan.
Well, we're not yet, because we're not there yet. But when we get there, we will. And then we need to do all this other stuff here. So this is all statutory requirements, and there's no way that we can bypass it.
It's timing. I've been through
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm with you, Tim. I'm with you.
I've all been right, through
well,
this.
Well, let's get through it.
I've okay. been through that good, entire timeline. Good. You saw it.
The next statement, I've seen it. And then the next, right behind that page, is an example of an economic development plan. And we've seen the one that Tim and his group did
sure,
before
absolutely.
For Helmsburg.
And that was developed by Helmsburg. It was their folks.
Okay, I understand. That,
not the RDC.
Well, you know, Tim, the RDC has powers to do things. I mean, you know, The strict idea that we can't do anything unless somebody comes to us, because there are no cities, there are no municipalities in all of Brown County except for Nashville. There are no mayors, there are no other elected officials outside of the town of Nashville. So these people in these rural areas don't have committees or boards or mayors or other people to come to us. So, you know, but we are free to approach them, you know, and talk to them about these ideas. And it is part of the process. One of the things I wanted to do, so There are statutory requirements for what we might do here. But there's also things that, for example, Sue, you, Tim, have brought up that you would like to incorporate as part of the process. And I'm going to try to fire this thing up here if I can. Because I thought it was in... Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm missing this document. So we know what the statutory steps are. What I'm asking you, before we can move forward and go to the commissioners and or the council and or the airplane commission, there are things that you have brought up, Tim, you brought up, Sue, as far as engaging with the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Now, engaging with the stakeholders is not a statutory requirement from Indiana to do that. The RDC and many community RDCs go forward with these plans and projects. You, as board members here, have talked about engaging and identifying with the stakeholders to make them part of anything we do. Right?
Sure.
So the idea that, and I think Tim is opposed to just, hammer down and RDC, mandating this across the board. Part of what I think we should do, and I think that you've expressed this, is engage and identify the local stakeholders. And that, and there is the bit of the problem in that, okay, Helmsburg is a town, or and it now has a CDC, yeah. But Bean Blossom doesn't have that kind of representation. The people in and around the Opry area don't have that kind of representation. So, and I apologize for not having this. I thought I had it with me. What kind of steps, additional steps, above and beyond just the statutory requirements, do we want to incorporate? And it's part of what you were alluding to in that email that you presented, in the process of creating an economic development area. So, for example, what I could see in Helmsburg, if we look at Helmsburg, for example, they do have a community there. They do have a CDC. We have representatives on the ground that we can go up and in fact, Bill has been speaking with these people quite some time. Tim, you know these people. We know it's not like the RDC wants to be heavy handed and say, call, hey, guys, we just decided we're going to expand your CDC. Or we just expanded, we want to expand your economic development area. We want to get those guys involved. Would you agree with that?
They're going to want to have us involved.
Yeah.
And I think we would do well to have a process for people to come to us for our assistance rather than going out and deciding for them what they need.
I agree. Bill, you agree with that? Okay, so one of the things that, and this lends itself back to your remarks about giving the game plan to the commissioners and the council. We haven't talked about how we're going to engage with the stake and identify the stakeholders, right? Before we try to create an EDA. And listen, this is part of the process. And never once have I said, hey, we're going to just write this paper up. So I think we need in terms of the process, sorry guys, chapter 4 on this is very simple, general duties of redevelopment commissions. Investigate, survey, study areas. This is what I think we sort of have been doing. We've been discussing this. Study and combat the factors causing an area to need redevelopment, and select and acquire areas needing redevelopment or economic development areas. It's quite simple. But what I'm asking you guys for is your input in how to customize that to reflect concerns that you have.
Well, and that was why I took the time to put together our vision, mission, long-term goals, and short-term goals. And if you notice, some of the short-term goals is to investigate, study, and survey areas needing redevelopment within the corporate boundaries of the unit by. And then we have different goals listed there as to how we can get that done.
Okay.
I think a lot of what we get hung up on in looking at the state requirements is that we're not downtown Gary, Indiana, that has severely blighted and neglected properties that the RDC then goes in and by law has the authority to take those on and create a better environment all around.
Right. And let's not forget, we have no budget, so it's not like we can go buy a property.
But I'm thinking the state says to do this, and we're a little tiny brown county. Mm-hmm. So I think our efforts would be better spent focusing in on how we can have this as a functional commission and be able to promote that to areas, and they can come to us for assistance.
Okay. How would we promote that to areas?
Well, and that's what I had put in my recommendations for short and long-term goals. You know, they were just all in there. And if we have that there and we can publicize that and get the information out to people, I think they would be receptive to using us.
And that right there, when you say that, we get that information out there. That's where I'm needling in on.
Make a flyer, you know. Okay. Or at least email somebody and say, you know.
Even set up meetings?
You want Bill to come out to, you know, a meeting or whatever.
Right. This is exactly what I'm looking for. We know what the statute requires. What do we want to put, make that as part of our mission?
Well, we need to adapt it to our needs.
Okay. And so let's talk about that, and let's talk about that and come to this next meeting with concrete proposals on how to customize or add to the statutory requirements to make that work for this RDC.
Well, I thought I did that, but, you know.
Well, we've got to have some, I mean, When I write this stuff down and put it out there, you know, I can get kind of pinned on being just kind of like a little over the top and, you know, forcing this on you. I'm trying not to do that, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to have you write that down, present that to us or Tim or whatever as part of this conversation so that we can say, okay, and then make a motion. I want to add this to our process. You know, this is a parliamentary group. We have to make motions, vote on them, pass them, get things going.
Okay, so my question is, did anybody read this?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. Any comments, any revisions, any discussion on it? Should we throw it out?
I don't think we should throw it out. What I would like to do is come to these meetings and work and move this forward. Move your ideas forward. You know, move Tim's ideas forward. I'm trying to incorporate. I've been listening. You know, it may not seem that while I'm trying, but I've been listening. You know, and I'm trying to incorporate your ideas into what I'm presenting. But I think that, you know, I do this just because visuals are a lot more useful. You know.
Well, and when you came out with a list of we need to go to this area, and John and I were going to do this, and Bill and Tim were going to do this, blah 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 blah. And yes, I was not at that June meeting, but I would have said then, that's from my professional experience, that's not the way to approach this and have it be successful.
Okay.
It just does not work.
We are a commission, and then what would you motion, what would you propose to, you know, to move that forward? Because we can't just like send emails around and then, you know, agree to it.
I would propose that we come up with a working handbook so we can collectively define what it is we are wanting to do as a commission.
How do we do that?
I mean, the statute is pretty detailed, right? It's like, you know, 50 pages.
Sure, but what I'm saying is it does not all apply to Brown County.
Right.
And how you implement a state directive in the rural Brown County is totally different than Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, we understand that. So now I'm asking you specifically, okay, we know the statutory steps of creating an economic development area.
Right.
Those can't be avoided.
Right.
Okay. In concise language that we can adopt and incorporate into what Brown County RDC will do, what extra steps would you put in there? Because, you know, there's this sequence of steps on how to create an economic development area are pretty straightforward. But, you know, there are concerns that you and Tim are bringing up, and I'm just asking, how do we tweak this list? What language, what statements, what added language would you put there? And some of the things that I try to list out as, and just like you, when you say these are things for discussion and you know, mm-hmm. you know, collaboration on, that was my idea. This was not me saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. That was me saying, like, you know, engage with the existing Helmsburg RDC. We're in the terms of expanding the existing RDC or existing economic development area. That would be a start, right?
But this was the list you gave us, the charge you gave us.
It was a discussion. This was like what
then
you...
Then at the June meeting, everybody passed that.
He didn't include that in the minutes, which is good.
No, we did not. We put... You have the meeting. You have the minutes, and you have the. And again, the language is to consideration to expand. It's a consideration. It's not like this is what we're
going
to do.
Right.
It's a first step. These are baby steps. It's a first step.
First, you have to study.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we know a lot of things about Helmsburg, and we know a lot of things about. Bean Blossom. We know a lot of things about the Opry. Are there any other areas in Brown County that you think that we should be looking at?
We're approaching it from two different lenses here. I think they need to come to us and we will help them. You're saying we need to identify PDAs.
Okay, and yeah, we are. Then we are, and I think we have a difference of opinion. That's not bad. But my response on that would be that the Brown County has had an RDC since when? 2012, 2014. It's well over 10 years old. Mm-hmm. The only community that has come to the RDC in all of that time is Helmsburg, and Helmsburg is really one of the very few identifiable communities. Helmsburg almost at one time was the seat of Brown County, right? I mean, back in the early 1900s, Helmsburg was competing with Nashville as being the county seat. They had railroad stations. People came in here all the time. You know, they had an airport. You know, we used to have a country club. I mean, you know, so there were a lot of things. But Helmsburg has the benefit of having somewhat of an identity as a town or village in Brown County. But there's a lot of area in Brown County where residents and citizens don't have that benefit and therefore don't really have too much of a voice in Brown County politics. Now, we know you can attest to the fact that the people Bean Blossom, there are so many businesses up there who are just, I mean, at their wits' end.
Because and you said you've been meeting with them, Bill?
We've met with the Bean Blossom folks.
Okay, and what do they want?
They want a sewer.
Okay.
Well, I got one planned.
I mean, that...
And with the sewer...
That was reasonable.
You know, and They still don't have a voice. They still don't have like the voice that Helmsburg could have, vis-a-vis a CDC. And the Brown County RDC really has not communicated much. Now you can correct me on that, But over the years since the Helmsburg CDC and the EDA has been established, has there been any ongoing communication with the people of Helmsburg? Do they know that there is an agency here within Brown County that they can come to with some of these concerns and maybe be an advocate for them within, you know, Brown County government?
Have they asked for us to help them?
Sure. Stormwater project.
Yeah, I mean, back
$100,000, that's a couple years ago. That's okay. Phase two of the stormwater project, big deal for them.
Okay. So, I mean, what, you know, we can either try to engage, you know, the county, or else we can come here every month and just kind of talk about whatever and go home. And then do it again next month, and then next month. You know, I just...
What do you want to do?
What I would like to do is begin the initial steps of more full engagement with Helmsburg, more engagement with the residents of Bean Blossom. I've asked Tilton's and people involved in their project to identify the people around their area who are residents, citizens of Brown County, and you know, make a communications to them and say, hey, a flyer, an email, whatever. Hey, Brown County, this is we're the RDC. We would like to, you know, get involved with this stuff. We would like to be here to support you and what your.
So, what advantage is it for them to be in EDA then?
Ask Tim.
For Helmsburg, the EDA that established an authority. You had to have an EDA mm-hmm. in order to access any kind of funding. So, if we wanted to buy those dilapidated buildings, we had to have a structure to do that. Mm-hmm. The next step would, did we have the money, would have been approved from the council, so we could have bought properties and then flipped them or did whatever. Yeah. But you had to have that EDA as a requirement right. in order to do that.
Okay.
And then again, the next step would have been, okay, now where are you coming up with the money for these kind of things? But as it turned out, just the visibility and the energy within and the leadership within Helmsburg, magic happened. People stood up, bought three buildings, torn down, bought a couple more mm-hmm. torn down. Mm-hmm. You guys came in. Mm-hmm. People saw that happen, and then it caused a positive chain reaction. You know, other houses got cleaned up, and wow, there's probably about four that really got rehabbed pretty well. They had sales, some things sold, but so it established a positive climate that magic happened. And we didn't have to, and we negotiated that, and Kent probably did a little more than that, but we looked at the money thing, and we didn't have to go there. Put pressure, not pressure, but influence on the property owners, you know, to do something with their property. We had to do anything. I think Jim worked on the one where I think with Sakali had some properties in there and tore down a couple houses, and I think that's probably where you went in. But that happened offline. We didn't have to have a...
listed their wants.
Yeah, so what's the advantage to, say, Bean Blossom then becoming an EDA?
I mean,
the same. You can drive through Bean Blossom and see a little bit of light.
I know, but what one do they want it, and what's their advantage to having an EDA there?
Well, have an EDA, right? It gives them the opportunity to get grants or other things.
Do they want one?
Didn't they? Did the Helmsburg get OCRA funding, and as a result of kind of the work, some of the stuff that you guys did?
Stormwater project.
Question, answer.
Stormwater project.
I'm really apologize. I don't mean to interject into your meeting as an audience member. But can I back up and say something that I'm observing between Ross and Sue? I think you're both asking the same questions from the opposite side of the dark hallway. You're saying, why do we go out and talk to people and try and maybe take on the appearance of telling them what to do with their neighborhood? Ross is saying, do those people know that there's a mechanism, that there's something that can help them do something with their neighborhood? And I think you're like this far apart from rubbing noses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and I think what Ross is trying to say is, if we would take a little bit of initiative, and I say we, the RDC, I apologize, if the RDC would take a wee bit of initiative and send some flyers out to 25 people in the Bean Blossom Village area, or 25 flyers to the people in the Gnawbone area, to say, are you aware that we can help you with some things? And then Sue can step up and say, let's get together and talk and see what your ideas are. I think it's a little bit of chicken and the egg thing.
I totally agree with you.
Okay.
A flyer, something written down. Again, I'm going back in circles. What's our vision? What's our mission? What's our short and long-term goals? What are you going to put in a flyer if you don't have that?
Well, that's okay. And that is why I want to start these working groups, to start getting those answers. You're coming to me and saying, what is this thing going to look like 6 months from now? What I'm saying is, and I think you have said, is that we need to get stakeholder involvement, we need to get community feedback, which will shape and guide the things that we might or might not do. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, we could sit here for 6 months or a year.
I think we need to define who we are as a commission.
Well,
and don't give me a 55-page thing.
No,
one sheet.
I give it to you right here.
Vision, mission, short and long-term goals.
That's it. And then add to this. Add to this. Use this as a building block.
That's what I went to when I did it.
Yeah.
So maybe in the interest of time, we should go back and try to figure out what we would put in a flyer based on what is our vision, mission, and goals.
Well, Sue, I'll tell you.
I mean, we need to clarify as a group, and that's we come up and we've got. We end up having an hour of productive discussions and another hour of not so productive discussions, just because everybody's getting on each other's nerves. but we really want to just serve the community. That's really what we want to do. We really want to make, in the words of Tim Clark, we want to have a path to continuous improvement. Right, Tim? So let's try to do that, right? So I've been engaged with the CDC ever since I started here. The CDC in Helmsburg. And we have met with the folks in Bean Blossom, and again, they just basically said, give me a sewer. I need a sewer. I'm dying for a sewer. Mm-hmm. Right? And, they got pump and haul for all those folks up there, and it's like, okay, that's what they're asking for. Do you want them to show up here and say, I need a sewer? Or do you believe me that they are? That's what they're saying.
No, I get it.
They've been saying that for 30 years, man, so now they got it.
After 30 years, that's progress.
Well, that's called a dysfunctional organization, but that's a different issue.
So the RDCs are created and used all over Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having this conversation all over again, and forgive me. We are here, and we have a function and an ability to help Brown County. But I don't know, maybe it's the way I talk, whatever, but I think that I'm hearing from you is that I'm just top-down sort of, mandate, but that's not at all what I want.
Okay, wait.
What I would like to do is for us to go out and engage the community, discuss the benefits of the economic development area, as Tim has illustrated and spoken to, discuss the successes that Helmsburg has, and you have seen, and say, hey, Bean Blossom, would you like this in your community? I don't think we need to sit down for the next 6 months to build a long-term strategy. I think there are things, I think we could do that, and I agree with you in terms of, buttoning this up to as a handoff to whoever might come in here afterwards, and see what the work we've done and see what we as a group have kind of agreed to do. But if we don't start this, and start these communications with the stakeholders. Well, first is identify the stakeholders.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wouldn't have no idea who to go to in Albany to say we want our help.
Well, you can, you know, you, as Tim has said, you know, there's the GIS maps. We can identify the area through plot maps. We can go through and identify the their names and addresses and everything are right there. And then if we can develop a flyer, send it to them. What's that look? I don't get it.
You're asking for this much to happen, and we're 4 or 5 volunteers.
Well,
you know.
But I could look at the proposal you put through and sort of come to this a similar conclusion. I mean, either way, it's work.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. So.
Ross, the concept thing is a pretty solid approach going forward, and it's been tested in Helmsburg. We just didn't have to use any levers to do the money thing.
Helmsburg is the only community in Brown County that has the kind of village identity
and leadership
could come out and do that.
Well,
if you tell me
there's nothing like that in Bean Blossom or Nubbin, there's not.
Do you know of
groups,
it?
I don't know.
I think the only ones would be the regional sewer districts would be the folks that are speaking for those areas, right?
Mm. Okay. But anyway, you've got that approach is kind of solid. We all agreed on the concept, had consensus. So now that's a solution.
So, but the steps. What I'm asking you guys directly out of this, and then we don't have to do this online. Beat our heads against the wall. I've asked this. We know what the statutory steps are to creating an economic development area. What are the Brown County add-ons to that? If you could put it in a sentence or two.
Oh, God, we're just going for an hour. We've said different perspectives. I mean, we all come from a different frame of reference,
and we
have that clash. I see you more as a tactical level kind of guy, and, you know, let's go out and kill something. Sue, I'm probably more in your lane. We look at the bigger picture first and then drill down. You look at the bottom and drill up, and now we've got to find out where that middle is. When you came up with this whole RDC thing, that's fine. That's a solid thing. You've got chapter and verse. We all agreed on it. There it is. So you got a solution for EDA. It's a solution. Well, what's the problem?
The problem is what I'm asking you guys for direct.
No, I'm talking about the bigger problem for the.
I'm asking you. How would you go about communicating, identifying the stakeholders
to identify that. So who are your stakeholders? Okay, we're appointed we're appointed by the commissioners and council. Okay, so now when you look at politically, you're talking about a whole county. Commissioners have 3 districts. I think council has 4 districts. You've got, I don't know, 10, 11 precincts. Those are all political. Those are all stakeholders that have constituents in the areas that you want to offer an EDA.
We're talking about Bean Blossom, Helmsburg Corridor. We're not talking about Story, or we're not talking about Clearwater.
Okay, so which districts,
either
which commissioners and which council districts and which precincts are involved in those? Those are your top line stakeholders.
That's
look at any organizational chart. Who's your CEO?
Okay, how do we go about doing that, Tim? How do we as a board, as a commission,
Are stakeholders.
Okay.
Those are your first level
stakeholders.
So to come up with those maps we can do that. I've got those maps for you know what those areas are. So there's your first level of stakeholders, and then they have stakeholders, but they're represented. They've got constituents in those particular.
All right, let's come up with a list of all political representatives in the county and the commission. In all of these areas.
Paper, I'll name them right now to you.
Pardon me?
I'll name them right now. It'll take you a minute.
You can write
them down.
You want, you, can you mind?
We're recording.
If you want to go down that path.
I mean, that's a first step.
That's fine.
Because, I mean, ultimately, if we're going to go to the county council and the commissioners, we want them to know what's going on.
So Bean Blossom, part of it's Jackson Township, part of it's Hamlin.
Yep.
So if you want to do your commissioners, you got Blake sitting right here for Hamlin 1, and you got Ron Sanders for the Jackson part.
Okay.
And he's Hamlin District 1, Sanders is District 2, that's your commissioner.
Okay.
All right, county council, you've got Gary Hewitt.
Yep.
And you got Darren Bird.
Four.
One of them's for, it'd be considered District 1 and District 2.
Okay.
For part of Jackson, because Bean Blossom's right on the line. Part of it hits Hamlin, part of it hits Jackson.
Okay.
There you go. Now, what else do you, who else do you need to know?
Are there any other political representatives?
Precincts.
You got the school, you got the school,
and
but
schools.
That doesn't count into it. Because you don't need to worry about the school at this point in time. Because that doesn't have anything to do with it.
And we were supposed to have, and you brought this up, about the school representation on this board. Is it Stephanie Kreitzer?
Yeah, so
Sue and I met on that one. And I went down to the school board and made a request to the leader of the school board. Hey, Stephanie's out with a bad leg or whatever. Is there a replacement?
Okay.
And Stephanie's been ill for a long time.
Pardon me?
Stephanie's been ill for a while.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we made a request for replacement, and I hadn't heard anything.
We probably need to. You could email them and officially request.
All right. Hey,
so you go to the stakeholders and ask what the problem is, and you've got a solution to the EDA. Then the next question they're going to ask you, okay, so what? So we have an EDA, and we have a CDC, and so what? So what you're bringing to the table is that, well, if we have, you need a basic EDA to come up with any kind of legal structure to generate revenue to support any kind of economic development activity they identify in their plans.
Okay.
Okay, and that's a council thing. And then there's a lot of options for doing that. I didn't look at all of them.
I think those people that you just mentioned would probably have great ideas in terms of, you know, things that they are very well.
The real stakeholders are the business owners and the people that live right in the
That's
all the Lassiters.
They're the voters.
From Brownies.
Right.
That's who you want to talk to.
Right.
Bill Monroe.
Well, we know those guys are all on board.
Dollar General of Bill.
Absolutely.
Right.
Those are
the guy who runs that trailer park is crying.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
Brownies is crying.
Steve's last name. Yeah.
You know, And the thing, so you, and you know, you say the sewer's coming in, but after that, you know, it doesn't just button up nice and neat. After that, there are little things that come up, and that's where ultimately, you know, we're not doing anything. We're not spending a dime of tax money. We're not doing anything other than positioning ourselves to be of assistance when that time comes. This is not we have no spending requests in front of this board. And I say, Tim, I don't know.
Ross, I mean, to your point, you're pushing an EDA and you say, okay, what's the value to me?
I want to.
An RDC has that capability of EDA. You're going to have to ask the question, now what? Okay, now what?
Right.
So you have an EDA and we have this, and we have that, and we want to do stuff. Okay, now what? What are those tools? What are the financial obligations to the county council? And tell you, in our financial situation, they have a pause, but you'd say, what are all the options to execute any kind of economic plan? That's just a logical thing anybody would ask.
Okay. Let's get the conversation going.
That's it.
That's
so
it.
You got a solution. Your stakeholders, you start with the elected officials. And sure, any stakeholders, anyone that's directly impacted by the project, either
elected
directly
officials,
or indirectly.
School, if they'll be there.
Since you guys have a matrix, I've done this for 100 years. It's like no big deal. But your top management here, we work for these guys. These guys have,
clearly
the business owners fall under those particular districts.
I think we've said over and over again that the commissioners and the council both have created this RDC.
Okay, that hasn't been functioning. Has never been successfully functioning for
right.
a long time.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm not 100% sure when Candidate Clark was talking about the magical thing that happened in Bean Blossom, because everything that good has happened there.
Helmsburg or Bean Blossom?
Helmsburg or Bean Blossom?
At Bean Blossom.
Okay.
And
well, he was talking about
Helmsburg.
But, you know, I think they're one of the same. Here's the thing. If you guys had to come before the commissioners tomorrow and say, the last two meetings, because I've watched them both, and you said, here's what we've done, as a group,
right.
What would you say that you accomplished.
We ran in circles.
That's what I'm saying.
No, wait a second.
Say that.
The fact that we've actually identified two areas, that the Opry area for building, for property, for adding more residential housing.
That was Tilton. See, you guys, you know what I'm saying is, what have you guys done as a group here? I mean, what have you done? I'm just asking. I mean, I want you to be successful, but man, it's hard to watch this.
So we have 4 months left.
Right.
I would think, back to the beginning, we need to put a handbook together and agree what it is we're supposed to be doing and set the others aside.
So just to pick up on that, just for a second. In the statute, it says that we can create an EDA. And we have identified two areas that could have EDAs, right?
You have.
Right.
Okay. Guys, I'm sorry, but if I was asked to bring some maps to identify some potential EDA areas, I've had some serious family issues I've had to deal with, and I am running out of time. So can I give these maps
please.
To you because I
please.
Need to go and deal with some things?
Yeah, please.
Okay. These are drafts.
Yeah. Everything that is in anything that we're bringing here is for discussion.
Yeah, at a certain point, you have to quit discussing and just do something.
Okay. I agree.
There you go.
Here's a couple big ones. I've got small ones that people can take with. Okay.
So, Ross, if you start the EDA in Bean Blossom, which is an excellent idea, those people that live there will join in and help you
lead. That's exactly what I want.
So it makes sense to create the EDA, and they'll help push it through.
That's
and
what
exactly
where
what
they want
to
go.
Can I explain my maps, and then I got to go?
Yep.
This map, the orange area, is the added area to the Helmsburg CDC area, EDA area. I believe, and Tim can take a pencil to this, the pink area is probably larger than the Helmsburg proper, but Helmsburg already has been looking to expand some of their sewer service, so this orange and pink sort of represents the potential sewer service area that sort of goes hand in hand with it. So I've used that service area as a jumping off point for this map. Okay, so that's what this is the Bean Blossom Helmsburg, and I've got some small ones, so feel free to make comments, add a road, take a road off. This is entirely up to you to start with. Okay?
Hey, just real quick, what's that? Why is that just sit way out by itself?
That's the way a property goes.
Okay.
When we touched a property,
right.
As he said in the statute, you can't split
a half
parcels.
Property.
So
gotcha.
When a legal description, a parcel is touched, it's included.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for this.
Yeah. Thanks.
Here is the Tilton property. Is in the light blue. That's property that they control or own. All of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Up here is north is to your right on this one. Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
North is to the right.
Gotcha.
Oh, so here, this is, here. I want to move this like this? Like if I'm looking like north?
Yes.
Okay, so the Nashville's here? Okay.
Yes. Okay, so this is Annandale Estates up Helmsburg Road. There's a wastewater treatment plant. This is the Tilton Farm.
Okay.
Okay, right down here is the Opry. This is the Berry Farm. That's where the logging, that's where they pile the logs up right now. Okay, so this is what they've called the ridge. They've got legal access via this easement right here. I've been told they're talking with these folks. But right now they've got a single point connection between their parcels. Okay? They're talking to these folks about getting maybe 100 foot, 50 foot on each side of this drive to connect. Because even though they touch at an infinite point, they don't have legal access for a driveway across that corner.
So this here, you're identifying just the Tilton properties?
That's the Tilton property. Okay. I apologize. You take a closer look, you'll see this hatched area.
Where's that at?
Right above the blue here.
I got it.
Oh, it looks awful.
You'll see this hatched area that comes up Helmsburg Road. We'll start here at the Jackson Branch on Main Street. Okay. Start right here at Jackson Branch and Helmsburg Road and Main Street. So you go west out Helmsburg Road. You see there's hatching underneath all this. Mm-hmm. So we come up Helmsburg Road, out here, past Annandale Estates and everything south of Helmsburg Road. You turn the corner at I think this is Alfrey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alfrey goes up this way. This is Country Club going this way. So we go down Country, we include some of this. We go down Country Club Road, down to Salt Creek, follow Salt Creek around to Green Valley, come in around here, and this is some area.
Is the hatched area is the EDA?
Yes.
The hatched, to be discussed.
Hatched area is the EDA to be discussed.
Okay. Well, the benefit of this is that...
A lot of this is floodplain, so you know, do what you want with it. But it's a map that you can start marking up. Okay? So...
All right.
Thank you.
With that, I think...
And there's half a dozen small ones to go along with of each. Again, feel free to mark up.
Yes, do you have small ones for me, or do I take these big ones?
You can take the big ones. Like I said, I got two of each of the big ones and about half a dozen each of the small ones.
All right. So,
again, they are drafts. The Tiltons have, I don't know who's going to make comments on them, but they're just drafts, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for that, Kevin.
Okay.
Given everybody has to leave.
He's going to move, yeah, make a motion to adjourn, yeah. So I hope we can use this as a building block.
And I would suggest we communicate between now and the next meeting.
Does everyone have my contact emails?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
So please feel free to email me on any email. I think
I have your number.
Okay. Do you have my email?
Yes.
Do we make a motion or adjourn?
No.
I didn't. No.
Motion adjourned. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Okay.